From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a proposed roadmap for peace in Syria. Foreign ministers adopted the U.S. drafted resolution late Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. The resolution expressed support for a Syrian-led political process facilitated by the UN. The American airstrike that may have killed a number of Iraqi soldiers Friday seems to have been a mistake that involved both sides, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Saturday. He called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express condolences. Speaking to reporters during a visit to the Persian Gulf, Carter called the incident near the western city of Fallujah regrettable.
This is a regrettable incident. We both know that these things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Carter, who spent 2 days in Iraq this past week, called Abadi from the USS Kearsarge, which is a ship supporting coalition missions in Iraq and Syria against Islamic State militants. He did not provide further details about the airstrike, which U.S. military headquarters in charge of the war effort in Syria and Iraq said was one of several it conducted against ISIS this week. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results show Rwandans have voted to change the constitution, allowing President Paul Kagame to run for office several more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five. The amendment also makes an exception for Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term. This is VOA News. President Obama has outlined his plans for his final full year in office. In a year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State militants.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama also touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and the Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage. The International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to be 1 million. The IOM says 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the million mark will be reached by Tuesday. Cuban President Raul Castro is urging the U.S. government to stop radio and television broadcasts that Cuba considers harmful. Radio Martí and TV Martí are overseen by the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which is also the parent organization of the Voice of America.
El gobierno de Cuba seguirá insistiendo.
Mr. Castro said in a televised speech Friday that Cuba is not giving up on normalizing relations with the U.S. On Thursday, the two countries struck a deal to restore regular commercial flights to and from Cuba. China has accused the U.S. of conducting a serious military provocation, flying B-52 planes over Chinese man-made islands earlier this month in the South China Sea. China's defense ministry said today it warned the aircraft to leave. The U.S. action is leading to militarizing conditions between the two nations. China, which claims almost the entire South China Sea, has stepped up its land reclamation recently. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba announced earlier this month it bought Hong Kong's premier English-language newspaper. More from Shannon Van Sant in Hong Kong.
Alibaba said it is buying the media assets of the SCMP Group. That includes Hong Kong's most influential English-language newspaper, the South China Morning Post. In Hong Kong's media industry, the purchase has raised concerns over the potential of increased censorship of the newspaper and throughout Hong Kong media. Oi Wen Lam is the co-founder of nmediahk.net, a Chinese-language news website that covers Hong Kong.
Now that Alibaba has purchased SMP, it will certainly add to the worries or fears of the locals, Hong Kong people, about the change of the paper's nature.
Jack Ma, Alibaba's executive chairman, promised he will not censor coverage and would preserve the paper's editorial independence. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
And I'm Marty Johnson, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.